Well, time is running out for the Abbott government to implement a bundle of social services cuts unveiled in the May budget that are due to start next week. The Minister, Kevin Andrews, has told AM that as a result, welfare payments to millions of Australians, seniors, families and the unemployed will continue for now unchanged. And there's no sign of any legislation for other key budget measures, such as the proposed GP co-payment or university fee deregulation. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
The Prime Minister will today reintroduce legislation already rejected by the Senate to scrap the carbon tax.
This just becomes their one-trick pony issue. We'll vote the way we believe. Our position hasn't shifted.
The manager of opposition business, Tony Burke, dismisses it as a diversion from the budget.
The rationale from the Prime Minister is pretty straightforward on this. This week is anything but the budget. Anything other than the pain that they're hitting lower and middle income people on with this budget.
Many key budget measures remain in limbo. The Social Services Minister, Kevin Andrews, concedes the government will run out of time for a raft of welfare savings due to kick in next week.
It's looking unlikely that these measures will get through the Parliament before the 1st of July.
What will you do then as a result?
Well, we will put it to the Senate once we have a new Senate in July, and we will continue to press the Parliament to get these measures through.
So for now, the planned freeze on the income and assets test thresholds for family tax benefits A and B, unemployment benefits and the youth allowance won't apply. Ditto for the lower indexation of the parenting payment. The school kids bonus, which the government wants to axe, will continue, as will the seniors supplement.
Life will go on as it is today. Until these measures are passed, and we will obviously give people a new indication of when the changes will come in once we have some sense of what the Senate might do.
How big a hole will that make in your budget, do you think?
Well, this will depend on how long it takes to get things through the Senate and what's an appropriate start-up date.
But it's more than 2 months since the budget. How is it that you haven't managed to introduce the legislation for a raft of the measures that start in a week's time until just last week?
Well, it's the first budget for the first year of a first term of the government, and we were doing the ERC process for
the raise again.
quite a number of months up until the budget.
Mr Andrews is also announcing the long-awaited interim report of the government's review into the welfare system, headed by former Mission Australia Chief Patrick McClure, is about to be unveiled.
I expect that the McClure discussion paper will be released sometime in the next 2 weeks. Once that's out, there will be a period of consultation, and then we'll expect to get a report back from the McClure Reference Group sometime in about September, October of this year.
AM understands the first report will be out next week.
Alexandra Kirk.